Shalom Aleichem. Birshus Rav Maskwitz, Birshus Rav Shabtai. We're continuing on with the halachas of Yichud. And today what we're going to be discussing are the halachos of someone that is on the way, someone who's baderech, and the halachos we're going to see change for that individual who's traveling. We'll just compare and contrast the general set of halachos for Yichud versus someone who is traveling. And then we're going to apply that to other situations, according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, particularly in regards to a fascinating machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah in terms of today's individuals. Do we have to be choshesh that they are not kshayrim, but rather prutzim, and how that affects the halachos of Yichud? What we're going to do is go back to the Gemara. In our Gemara, what we're going to see is a new set of rules, and this Gemara we didn't touch on at all, so we're going to start again from the Gemara and then see how it traces through into the Rishonim. We're picking up from the Gemara on the top of Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. Amar of Yehuda Amarav, the first line. Amar of Yehuda Amarav. Lo shanu ela bi'ir. The halachos that we learned, that a man is not allowed to be alone with two women because we're concerned that there is going to be znus between them. But if there's three women, then it's acceptable. Thank you, Rav Shabtai. Rav Shabtai put up on the chat the sources to a link. So there you have it on the chat if you want to follow along. And you're not following along with the Gemara at home. So the Gemara says that Aval Baderech, but if a person is on the way, Achyu Shlosha, then you need, a man is only allowed to be alone with three women. Now this, Rabosai, is very much Halach Lamaisa. This comes up. Before we get to how it manifests practically, let's just understand why. The Gemara continues three lines to the top. Shema yitzarech echa mehen lahashtin. Because we're concerned that one of the women is going to need to go to use the restroom, will go to the side, and then there'll be a man alone with two women. V'nimtza echad misyached ima erva. So then their concern is that there's going to be, once again, the iser of yichud. Similarly, it goes in the converse as well. The halacha is that two men are allowed to be alone with one woman. In a case of which one man leaves, so then in such an instance, then there will be one man with one woman. So when you have a case of where it's not bederech, they're not on the way, so then two men are alone with one woman is not a problem. But Chazal said, two men alone with one woman traveling, you have to be concerned that one of the men is going to need to go use the restroom, and one man will then be alone with one woman, and we have the concern of yichud. Jumping to Shulchan Aruch and then applying it, halach lemaisa, it's also in the chat that Rav Shabtai put up. The Ramah continues in Chaf Beis Hei. And the Ramah says as follows. V'chol ze be'ir. These halachos apply that two men could be alone with one woman, and it's not yichud, in the city. Aval besada, but if they're in the field, o balayla, or at night, afilu be'ir, even in the city, ba'inan shlosha, you need three women along with the man, or three men along with one woman. This is the addition, but balayla, of the Beis Yosef quoting from the Ravid, and it makes sense, because just like when it comes to the Gemara told us, bederech, there's a concern that one of them is going to disappear to use the restroom. At night, the Ravid says, we have to be concerned that one is going to fall asleep. If one is going to fall asleep, so then in such a case, then there is once again a problem of yichud. And therefore, what's not well known is that the halacha that two men are allowed to be alone with one woman does not apply both bederech and be'ir. If we're talking about either, bederech or balayla. If we're talking about either bederech or balayla, the halacha is that one needs three. So what does that mean? Lamaisa, in terms of people who are traveling. So before we begin to apply the halacha in terms of people traveling in cars today, I want to share with you a fascinating shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Rabbeinu Yerucham's position is quoted by the Darche Moshe, and the Beis Shmuel makes mention of it, and he rejects it. The opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham is an interesting leniency. Rabbeinu Yerucham says, why are we concerned that one man is going to leave and be alone, and another man is going to be alone with the woman? If the man needs to use the bathroom, so both of them will leave the woman, and there won't be ichud. So the answer is chivalry. The answer is you don't want to leave the woman alone. Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, but that only applies if the man has some type of responsibility to the woman. But if the man wasn't coming along with her, she decided that she's going on her own. She's what we call in Yiddish, she's a barrier. She's fine on her own. When it comes to traveling, I'm pathetic. My wife is fine on her own. She knows how to take care of herself. I don't know from my right from my left. But this woman is fine. So if that's so, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, the only time that the Gemara said this is where one of the men is accompanying her to protect her. But otherwise, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, you could be mako. Fascinating shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Beis Shmuel says that this Rabbeinu Yerucham is not correct. You don't see any source of it in the Gemara. No source of it in the Gemara. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yerucham is not, his shita is not muskan l'kol. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his tshuva, in Chelek de Dalet, Simin Samachei Oz Gimel, that if you're trav b'shas hadchak, I'll read you the words, yesh lahakol b'shas hadchak, l'nsoa b'mechonit im nahag, ulisyached imo baderech. He says, b'shas hadchak, you could be mekel and follow Rabbeinu Yerucham, because we're not choshesh for someone going to the bathroom unless they were traveling together. In other words, if it's at night or it's baderech, and there's two men, so then immediately now you have a problem. You have a problem of yichud. Of course, the problem is only going to be in country roads. If it's city roads, then there's no yichud. We're talking about where there's going to be a place yichud. We'll discuss what qualifies as country roads and so on. So says Rav Moshe, since Rabbeinu Yerucham said that if one of the men have to go to the bathroom, let's say a pit stop, they need to take a pit stop. So then both men will go out. No problem. So the halacha is, Rav Moshe says, a bidyevet, b'shas hadchak, you could follow this Rabbeinu Yerucham. You need Rav Moshe's shoulders, because Ramah didn't say this Rabbeinu Yerucham. Ramah didn't say it. But Rav Moshe says that would be halacha according to Rabbeinu Yerucham. Okay. Continuing on with the issue of the car. So let's just elaborate a little bit more. A man and woman are driving in a car during the day. So then in such a case, there's no problem of yichud whatsoever. During the day, in the city, there's absolutely no problem. However, if we're talking about already city, we're talking about roads which aren't populated, so then we have a problem of yichud. And then the halacha would be that two men and a woman would be okay. However, if we're talking about an extended journey where it's possible that they're going to have a pit stop, so then even two men along with one woman is not going to be acceptable. The halacha would be three men would be permissible. So this comes up when it comes to counselors giving each other rides during the summer. So if we're talking about areas that that are populated, or for that matter, it could be someone driving all the way from Boca Raton all the way up north. Depending on your route, it's possible that the entire route is going to be through Rosh Hasharabim. But if you're driving through the mountains in upstate New York, then you could have yichud very, very quickly. So then we have this problem, and the problem would be the problem of derech, and lichatchila, it would really require three men to go with one woman, unless it's a shas hadchak. So then in such a case, we have the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein that we'd be able to rely on. What about at night? So at night, we now have a double problem. At night, we have the problem of that we saw that two men and one woman are not enough, lest one is going to fall asleep. So therefore, the halacha would be that at night, really there's a need for three and one woman. However, once again, that will only apply where there's yichud. Where there isn't yichud, it's not going to be a problem. But what do you think, as for those of you who've been following along for a while with the shiurim, I've been makel in many of the shilas. But here, I'd like to ask you what you think about my chumrah, okay? My chumrah is as follows. It would seem to me that at night, if we're talking about a road that is not very well lit, so then in such a case, a dark road, it would seem to me, is yichud, even if there are people who are passing by. Because you don't see into the car. You don't see in the car. So therefore, I would tell my students in Hask, there's definitely one Hask father over here with the shir right now. I would tell my students who were in Hask that when it came to driving, so there was no problem with yichud if they were going from New York City, they were leaving from Manhattan and going all the way up to Hask. You take the 17, you go all the way up, and there aren't a lot of country roads along the way. It's just straight up the highway. But the last turnoff of the highway, Parksville Road, so then you've got about 5-6 minutes, and we discussed in yichud that 5-6 minutes might very well be the sheer yichud, then you would have a problem. So I studied the traffic movements along that road when I was in the summer. In other words, when is it that there aren't people that are driving on the road every 5-6 minutes? So it happens to be late at night, especially there are always counselors that are coming back. Gan Yisrael, the Lubavitch camp, is on the same road as well. But once you reach midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, then there are times you won't have a car coming every 5-6 minutes. So in that time, it would seem to me that if it's yichud, that they should leave the light open on the car, provided that that's safe. In other words, safety comes first. There'd be other solutions in terms of yichud. Maybe their friend would meet them and so on. So one should not turn on the lights if it would be dangerous. But that's what it would seem to me. So what emerges is as follows, that at night, there is a concern of yichud. Most roads don't have yichud, and therefore everything is acceptable. But if we're in a place where it's nighttime, and there's yichud, so then in such an instance, one would need three men in the car. By the way, the post can point out, if you've been following up until now, normally you need three women when it comes to someone who's traveling. What happens if you're traveling and it's at night, if you have one man? So do you need one man and four women? Would that be the only way it's mutter? Because does each variable require a new woman to take care of that problem? So some folks can say one man and three women will be enough at night in the case of yichud. But that is what I think is appropriate, that in instances of yichud where people cannot see into the car, it would seem to me that the lights should be turned on. On a highway, though, it would seem to me that's not necessary, because there are a lot, in most highways, in many instances, there are significant lights plus the headlights of others. And then in such a case, then at any moment, the headlights could shine in, and that would be enough of a reason for it to be mutter. So I think we've gone through these halachos that are lesser known about the nighttime, about baderech. To summarize, each one of them is going to need to add another person, less at night someone's going to fall asleep, less during the trip that someone's going to need to use the restroom. But we did have this shita Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says that that only applies when there is a chaperone, when there is no chaperone. When they reformulate that, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that when you have the man that's traveling with the woman, so then in such a case, then he might be left alone with her, and then you need three men. But otherwise, both of the men will go themselves to the bathroom. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara, and then I want to challenge you with a great pshat question that might also be relevant to the previous discussion. The Gemara continues on Pei Aleph Amin Aleph, and the Gemara describes an interesting story about seven lines from the top on Pei Aleph Amin Aleph. Rav v'Rav Yehuda, first word in the line is Aleha. Rav v'Rav Yehuda have ka'azli b'orcha. They were walking along the way. Have ka'azla ahi isisa kamayu. And there was a woman that was passing them. Amrle Rav l'Rav Yehuda. Rav said to Rav Yehuda, Dal karech mikmei Gehenim. Let's run away from Gehenim. In other words, he was concerned of some potential avera. We'll see shortly what that avera was. Amrle. So Rav Yehuda said back to Rav, Va'amaru da'amar b'ksheim shapir dami. He said, what's the concern? We're two men, and this is one woman. So if you have two men along with one woman, it's okay. And we are ksherim. We're kosher. Of course, the inference over here, and this is a very important inference, if you have two men who are not ksherim, in other words, if you have a coworker who's licentious, so then it doesn't work. There's no heter of yichud. He doesn't serve as a shomer. The Gemara continues. Amarle, mi yemar de ksherim kagon ana va'at. Do you think that you and I are kosher? You think you and I are so kosher? We're not so kosher. When did we say kosher ela kagon mai kagon Rabbi Chanina bar Papi v'chaverov? Once upon a time, they were careful about appropriate behavior, but I can't trust myself, says Rav to Rav Yehuda. Now the Rambam paskins like this statement of Rav. And he says that today, Rambam's talking 800, 900 years ago, we can't even consider ourselves ksherim. And therefore, it's not enough to have two men along with one woman, because in our generation, we are prutzen. We are prutzen. And therefore, the Mechaber says that you can't have even three men along with one woman. You always have to have two and two. Two and two or more than that. But never one of the opposite gender in place. To this day, I'm not sure why Sfaradim follow the Ashkenazic psak, because the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that today, even today, we consider Sam Anashim Ksherim. But the Mechaber in Sifei says, Lo tisyachir isha achas afilum nashim harbe, that you can't have one woman alone with many men. It's really interesting. Chacham Avad Yosef Zatzal, Rav Maskowitz beforehand mentioned the Rav Chacham Avadia, and he was prolific. He wrote shuvas in almost all areas of an halacha, but he barely wrote anything on Hilchos Yichud. And I have a theory, conjecture, that the reason he didn't is because he always followed the psak of the Mechaber, and this is all conjecture on my part, that he didn't want to write something that he knew people weren't going to follow anyhow. That's my conjecture. I know it's quite a chidush, but at the end of the day, I'm not aware that the predominantly Svaradim are machmir not to have two men alone with one woman. That's a standard heter of yichud that's almost universally followed, but that's the psak of the Ramah. It's not the psak of the Mechaber. Okay. So this is the Gemara and the psak in terms of prutzim and ksherim. So what emerges is that according to the Ramah, two men can be alone with one woman. However, the Rambam understands, it's a beferish of Gemara, that Rav and Rav Yehuda were concerned that they weren't ksherim and therefore they couldn't be alone. It was two of them. Couldn't be alone with one woman. I was always bothered by the following kasha. I was always bothered that, wait a second, the Gemara says they were on the way. And what did we learn today? We learned that when you have two people going on the way with a woman, that's a problem. So the problem shouldn't have been that they were prutzen. Even if they were ksherim, the halacha is that two ksherim can't be alone with a woman when it comes to derech. I was bothered by this question for a long time. One of my Talmidim suggested a beautiful answer. He suggested as follows. He suggested that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's not a question. Because what did Rabbeinu Yerucham teach us that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein used B'Shas Adchak? Rabbeinu Yerucham taught us that the only time that you have to be concerned B'derech is when one of them is a chaperone of the woman. So if one of them is a chaperone of the woman, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that you have a problem and you need a third man. But in this case, none of them were chaperoning the woman. So then Rabbeinu Yerucham would say that two men along with a woman is okay. And that's why the Gemara is consistent with each other. The above Gemara that says two men and one woman are not okay, Rabbeinu Yerucham learned that was a case of a chaperone. But over here, it's not a chaperone. And therefore, two men would be alone with one woman. I saw that Rav Steinman, in his Sefer, gives another answer. He suggests a tremendous kula. He suggests that maybe the only time you have to be machmir for derech is when they started out traveling with each other. So two men started traveling with one woman, then in such a case, you have to be machmir. But what happens if they just meet each other along the way, like in the second case of the Gemara? Then the whole din of derech doesn't apply. Why? Because they happen to have chanced upon each other and there isn't really a concern, a large concern of yichud. That was Rav Steinman's answer. Now, interestingly, I saw this when he was alive and I went with my students to Nativ Aryeh. In Nativ Aryeh, we were studying this at the time, these halachos of yichud, and I went to Rav Steinman. And I asked him whether we could follow his position la halacha, because he suggested it in his sefer on Shas, not in halacha sefer. So he said that no, he didn't mean to suggest it halacha lemaisa. He just suggested it as a potential answer. I also repeated this question to Yibada Lechaim Rav Chaim Kanievsky on the same trip. In fact, if you go on YouTube, you could find my give and take with Rav Chaim Kanievsky about this exact question. One of the students recorded it. There's about 30 seconds or 40 seconds of amongst the many, many videos of him on YouTube. So I asked him this exact question and Rav Chaim gave me a different answer. He said that who says that in the second Gemara, there was no one else around. In other words, there might have been other people around. And if there were other people around, so then you don't have the Shaila of Yichud. You don't have the Shaila of Yichud. So that was his answer to this question. Okay. So this is what we saw from Rabbeinu Yerucham, and this is what we see in terms of the Gemara in regards to Prutzen. There's an interesting question that the Noda Yehuda raises, that the Pisei Tshuva discusses, and that is, what happens if you have a mixture? You have one parutz and one kasher. Or, the Noda Yehuda discuss, in a case of where they're bederech, there are two ksherim and a goy who's a parutz. There are two ksherim and a guy who definitely qualifies the parts. Is that enough? So Shev Yaakov says that it is enough, but the Noda Yehuda says that it's not enough. So that's a machlokas. The interesting diuk that I made was that it sounds like the only concern is if the guy is a parts. But what happens if you have, and unfortunately that exists, that you have two Jews who are ksherim and one Jew who's a paritz. So there, from their language, it sounds like the concern of the paritz is only by a guy. But if you have Yisrael paritz, even though we're machmir, nevertheless, it would seem that the halacha is that one could be makom. Finally, coming back to the cases of the cars, so I want to read you Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's Lashon in regards to traveling. He says as follows. Efshar, afilu in ein baila be'ir. If you have a case of where a woman is traveling with a man, a married woman, are traveling in a car, and even her husband's not in the city. Efshar di'esh lismoch ala chalono shem mechonit, de'chashiv kepasuach l'rishis aradim. That you could consider that since the windows are not tinted, they're clear. By the way, it would seem to me that tinted windows would be a shaila of yichud. I don't see why tinted windows are any different than a closed room. After the shlismoch al chalono shebechon techashuk pasuach l'rishis harabim, it would be considered pasuach l'rishis harabim. And here, Rav Shlomo Zalman is even a little bit more makel than what I had said earlier. Va'afilu belayla, and even at night. Why? Because people could see inside. U'bemakom lo shchiach inshi. Mikol makom, he says, ein lachsho sheyatzer et hamechonit, lasos iser. If they're driving along, they're not in a position to do anything wrong. He can't take his hands off the wheel. The mistama who choshesh vadai the mechonit acherot asher kirag lehem mitzus b'chal kvishim varein yicholun erosam. So he says it's easy to be seen, do in an uncompromised position, and therefore it would be mutter. So I was medayik in Reb Shlomo Zalman's language that he's really saying you need two conditions based on what we learned today. Number one, you need other cars. If there aren't any other cars or any other people, then that's not going to be enough. You need other cars. And I would argue that if the lights are on, then there, even if there aren't cars coming very often, but as long as it's every 5 or 6 minutes, then that would be enough. Number two, you'd also need that would be considered open to the Rishus Harabim. The car has to be open, l'rishus haram. That is the second condition. And therefore, as I mentioned before, if the car windows are tinted, so then it would seem to me that that would be a problem. And I'm not sure that Rav Shlomo Zalman would say that in all instances at night, it would be okay. He was talking about, it seems to me, at night on a well-lit road where it's easy to see into the car. But if we're talking about an area that's darker, it would seem to me that the lights on the car should be on as well, as we discussed previously. The Ramah concludes, and with this we'll also conclude, the Yesh Matirin Ish Echad Im Noshim Harbe Im Ein Asako Im Hanoshim. This is going to take us to next week's topic. The Ramah says that we paskin that a man could be alone with three women or more. Nashim Harbe. Nashim Harbe means three women or more. By the way, that would seem like that in all instances, once there are three women, it would be okay, even if it's Bederech, even if it's Belaila. Nashim Harbe seems to me to be three women. But one condition, and this condition is going to take us to next week's topic, and that is in Ein Asako Im Hanashim. That's only a man whose profession is not with women. If his profession is with women, then it's a different story. So obviously, this takes us to an entirely new area. Number one, what is the concern about a man whose profession is with women? At the end of the day, it's not yichud. It's three women, so it's not yichud. What's the concern? That's question number one. Question number two is, what is the definition of asako im hanashim? What does it mean that his profession is with women? Does it mean that he works in, pardon the sarcasm or the sarcasm would be the best word. He works in Kiryat Sefer. Do you know in Kiryat Sefer is a predominantly kolel community? So they have a couple of large office buildings. Those office buildings are filled with women. There are hardly any men in there. The shita in Kiryat Sefer is that the men work. The men learn, and the women work. So what you have is, I don't know if there's any other place in the world like this. You have floors and floors of floors of offices, but they're generally filled with women. So what if there is a couple of men that work there? There's got to be a couple of men there that work there. So is that called asako im hanashim? So on the one hand, the only co-workers he has is generally women. On the other hand, is that called asako im hanashim? So Amir Tzashem, next week, Amir Tzashem, will pick up with that and discuss the halachic implications of that. Wishing everybody a Shavua Tov.
Yashar Koach, thank you.
Thank you very much for raising
Yashar Koach, Rav Simin.